Start. Please pray for my wife. She's still sick.
Okay.
You know, she was feeling a little better for a while this morning, then had to go back. And hey, she said she's going to watch. So the other thing is, I have about 20 pairs of reading glasses, and this is the only pair I could find this morning. So please bear with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. So the name of the lesson today is Did Jesus Lie? And let's get into it. So we live in a fast-paced, clickbait, low-information world. Because information comes at us at breakneck speed, it is hard for us to discern truth from lies. Many tend to believe what we see or hear. Anybody who knows me knows I am very inquisitive, so if I see something that seems a little off, I will do some research and try to figure it out. A year or two ago, this example, police yanking a woman out of her car and sending her to the pavement, all the while screaming police brutality. You know, that was meant to elicit a certain response. What they didn't show was the 20-minute dash cam and body cam that came before that part. Something that was going around last week or so about a goat in Mar-a-Lago. You know, the story was very, you know, it was meant to paint a picture that simply wasn't true about idol worship and stuff like that. So I did some research, and something called Project GOAT, which stands for Global Offensive Against Trafficking, is an initiative where 75-pound goat sculptures are auctioned off to raise funds to combat child sex trafficking. That was one of their creations, but the way the original story got around and everything, you know, looked like they were worshiping Satan.
Right.
Now, obviously, it still didn't look good with him having a goat in there with his likeness all over, but that's not the point. The third one that is prevalent all over YouTube, all these youngsters telling us they know exactly when Christ is coming back. Yeah. So the ultimate clickbait, because everybody wants to know that, right? And how 13-year-old kids know that when none of us here, who by the looks of us has about 4,000 years of Christianity, knows that. So the above are all meant to elicit a certain response, sell you something, or subscribe to a particular influencer. Unfortunately, these are very effective at convincing people to believe these lies. So here's the part that gave me trouble. This is in John 7 through 10. I'm not smart enough to make slides or anything, so yeah, we have to do it the old-fashioned way. Okay, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brother said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world, for even his own brothers did not believe in him." Therefore, Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I am not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come." After he said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. That right there, you know, I've read this. I've been a disciple. It'll be my 24th year in October. I've read this scripture many times, and many times it gave me the same pause. Other times it didn't bother me at all. But right there, it appears that he's being deceived. It would appear to many people that Jesus is being deceitful. "I'm not going. You guys go ahead and go." And the way it's written, as soon as they leave, he goes in secret. So that really bothered me this time. And voila, that's what I'm talking about now. And it says, I read this a couple weeks ago, and it really bothered me the way it is written in English, and what I just said. I searched through a few responses on a web query, did Jesus lie? And here are a couple of examples. But if all that matters is that he used words in such a way that the listener would form a false impression of his mental state, yeah, I think we have to admit he did that. So there are people out there that use this and think that Jesus did lie about that. Another one. The story in the Gospel of John about Jesus going or not going to the Feast of Booths has always made me a little nervous. At first glance, it appears to present Jesus as lying to his brothers about his intention to go up to Jerusalem so as to participate in the festival. I mean, he said he did not lie. So, not really any closer to knowing what the truth is. It's at times like this when we really need to dig into the Word to figure out what is truly being said. Scripture we're all familiar with, Acts 17:11. Now the Berean Jews were more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many people consider Paul to be the greatest apostle that lived. You know, he wrote a lot of the books, I'm not sure how many, but he wrote a lot of the New Testament, and he did a lot of great signs and all that through his travels. And yet, they did not take him at face value. They literally went home, pored over whatever Bible they had, you know, maybe talked to other people, whatever, but they really studied it out to see if they could tell if what he was saying was true. And, you know, up here, you know, whoever's speaking up here, we need to do that. Because. So, now, one of the things I did was did a search on Feast of Tabernacles because I didn't really know anything about it. Anybody know how many days Feast of Tabernacles lasts? You're exactly right. So it's 7 days. I didn't know that. So now what the scriptures are saying kind of looks a little different. And then 7 days plus there was an eighth day that he had as a Sabbath. Okay. Now, go down to verse 14. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. So, he in the first part, 6 through 10, or 7 through 10, he talked about, it's not my time yet. And now he's living that out in 14. So a lot of people online said he was just sitting around. It seemed like he was sitting around until God said, hey, get up and go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was about 60 to 70 miles from where he was to where the feast was. And an average man can walk 3 to 4 miles per hour. So it probably took him 2 or 3 days to get there. So that would put him, depending on when he left, that would put him, you know, about halfway through, about the third or fourth day. Unless he did like they did in John 6, where he got in a boat and then instantly they were there, maybe just teleported, you know, who knows. So let's see where we're at here. Wow, this is faster than I thought it was going to be. So it seems that Jesus didn't lie. He simply said, it's not my time. If you just kept to, if you were looking at just through verse 10, studying the Bible with somebody, it may seem to them like he lied too. That's where we really have to know what the Bible says and how to show that to people. So he said a couple times in the verses above that his time was not yet come to the festival, but somebody who is reading the Bible for the first time and is not a Christian could think he did. If somebody with almost 24 years, me, as a disciple, can harbor doubts about a scripture, imagine what could happen if we are studying the Bible with somebody and not able to fully explain the scripture to them. We would look pretty bad. We need to know God's word well.
Yes.
2 Timothy 4:2. The full verse reads, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. We need to be ready. We need to understand the Bible and be ready to help people understand that. And we and/or believes everything that everybody says around us. Yeah. We need to be better than that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way we're going to lead people to Christ. And did I make the 8 minutes?
Yeah.